we'll show you the eigenvectors of this translation operator. They're written here at the bottom. The eigenvector that goes with the eigenvalue 1 is just 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, like this. You take the translation operator, and you operate on this vector. It pushes them all up, takes the 1 at the top, puts it at the bottom. You get the same vector back, so the eigenvalue is 1. So this is an eigenvector of the translation operator. Then the next eigenvalue is the dot a sixth of the way around the unit circle. And the eigenvector that goes with that is this one, which has got these complex numbers in it. And this e to the I 2 pi over 6 is 2 pi would be going all the way around the circle. 2 pi over 6 is a sixth of the way around the circle. If I take the translation operator and operate on this, what happens is it pushes everything up and will take the 1 and put it at the bottom. So let's see what happens now when I multiply by this number. If I multiply e to the I 2 pi over 6 times 1, I get what was right below it. And if I multiply it by this one, these two exponents add, and I get the one below it. And if I multiply this times this, I get that, and this times this, I get that. So it's pushing them all up. And when I multiply this times that, I'll get e to the I 12 pi over 6. And I 12 pi over 6 is e is I 2 pi. And e to the I 2 pi is 1. So it will take this element, when I multiply it by this, I get a 1 here. So this moves them all up and brings the 1 to the bottom. And then the next eigenvalue, as you go around the circle, the one at the top here, is the complex number. And a similar thing, you can write this out here, where you multiply this times that one, it gives this. This times that one gives this. It's pushing them all up. And e to the I 4 pi over 6 times e to the I 20 pi over 6 is e to the I 24 pi over 6, which is... That would be, I'll write it over here. That would be e to the I 24 pi over 6 is e to the I 4 pi, which is also equal to 1. It's just going around twice. So in this case, also the 1 that was at the top goes to the bottom. The next eigenvector is the 1 at minus 1 here. And it's possible to write it out analogously to this. But the values are always either 1 or minus 1. So if you take this vector, multiply it by the translation operator, shifts everything up 1, takes the 1, puts it at the bottom. And that's the same as taking all the values of 1 and making them minus 1. Taking all the 1s and making them minus 1, and taking all the minus 1s and making them 1s. And that's the same as multiplying by minus 1. Okay, so at the bottom here, you can see I've got the six eigenvectors of this translation operator. And it's possible to write them more compactly the way I have at the top right. These six at the bottom are the same as this one at the top. If I, for instance, take j equals 6, then I get 1, and the second one down is e to the I 2 pi. Right? If j is 6, then it's 6 over 3, so e to the I 2 pi, so that's also a 1. And the third one is e to the I 4 pi, because j would be 6, and 6 times 2 is 12 divided by 3 is 4. So it would be 1, e to the I 2 pi, e to the I 4 pi, e to the I 8 pi, like that. And those are all 1s. So with the one with j equals 6 corresponds to this one. And all the other ones are, of course, of the j 1 through 6 corresponds to one of these other ones. So these are the eigenvectors of this translation operator.